so sick and tired of people.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. I always seem to want to say next 60 seconds. Yes, we've got a very good show for you planned for you tonight, and I'm certainly looking forward to it. We have a number of our guests that are likely to call in. I do want to make this disclaimer about tonight's broadcast, and that disclaimer is, this show does not target any particular gender, but it is always, always, always about relationships. So when we are speaking about relationships, basically we're dealing with human relationships, and those human relationships are basically men and women. We're not coming on the air talking about relationships between animals, but we are coming on the air talking about relationship between human beings. But we do not focus on any particular gender. Whatever we present over the air as it relates or pertains to a female, that same story can cross over to give a male implication. So don't think that if we're talking about tonight's topic has to do with a male, it can also be reversed. So when you're listening to the show, because it is about human beings, and their relationships, just look at it that all relationships basically can go two ways, one or two ways. So that's what I want you to keep in mind. And the opinions that are expressed over the air are those of myself, my co-hosts, from time to time, my featured guests, or my special guests, or the callers that will call in. And no time do we endorse any of the opinions because you don't know what sometimes people are going to say over the air. But the information is not legal advice. It's not psychological advice. It's for educational purposes only. And anything that's perceived over the show should be perceived as such, as informational purposes and educational purposes only. And it's up to you, the caller, to decipher what's in your best interest. What's in your best interest as it pertains to the relationship issues. We've been on the air now for just over 7 years, and we've done over 1,025 shows, and we're growing. We're constantly growing. We have a number of people that visit the website on a monthly basis, and I am very grateful to God for that. I want to thank all of my listeners that have been with us over the last several years that are faithful and continue to be with us. I thank you so very much for that. As many of you all may not have heard, we have moved the show from Tuesday nights to now Thursday nights, and that's only going to be temporarily. I'm very involved in a program on Tuesday nights that I'm committed to for the next 4 months at least, And just before Christmas, we could possibly be returning back to Tuesday nights. So stay with us Thursday night. I hope that this doesn't alter your schedule as much, but I certainly do appreciate you all sticking with us and following us over to our first show for Thursday night. Many of you all that may have started out with us years ago, we actually used to do the shows on Tuesdays and Thursday nights, and it was a bit overwhelming. But for the next several months, we will be doing Thursday night shows. All right, we're going to get tonight's topic is, does the truth set you free? Does the truth set you free? Now, we have spoken, and I know that you all have heard this, even perhaps from a religious perspective, that the truth will set you free, a spiritual phrase, that the truth will set you free. Well, tonight we've got a very, very important story that we're going to be sharing with you all about does the truth set you free? Now, that truth may be open to, may be subjective, and it may be open to interpretation of how does one perceive truth and being set free. So, again, it's for you, the caller, the listener, to decipher it for yourself, for your best interest, but follow along with us. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next, looks like 54 minutes now. So please stay with us. Let me go in right now to tonight's story. All right, here we go. No, we're on the wrong page in the studio here. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Does the truth set you free? Our characters in tonight's story are Yvette and Zion. Yvette and Zion. After 7 years of marriage, Yvette had a one-time overnight fling that really meant absolutely nothing to her. She had an overnight fling that meant absolutely nothing to her. If you were to ask her today, she would tell you she does not know why she really did it. She slept with a guy on her job who kept after her. At the time it happened, she felt vulnerable because she was highly upset with Zion, her husband. Yvette is a wonderful woman who prior to this had always been faithful to her marriage. The guilt has been eating at her for the past 6 weeks since it happened, and her and Zion are back on course. She wants desperately to tell him, but is not sure how he will handle the news. Now, to her knowledge, Zion has never cheated on her, and she is feeling ill that she allowed herself to get to this point. She has been hearing over and repeatedly that the truth will set you free. She has shared the news with her best friend, who has encouraged her to tell Zion because it is making her miserable. Well, the moment has come. Yvette has decided to tell Zion. She has set the stage by having the minister conference with them at their home. The couple, by the way, has 3 small children who are spending the evening with Yvette's mother because of the meeting tonight. Yvette tells him while in conference as she cries uncontrollably. Zion also begins to cry, and he begs the question, why? Yvette can't seem to stop crying enough to say anything except, I'm so, so sorry. I did not mean for it to happen, she utters. The minister gives them spiritual advice about forgiveness and offers to counsel them for the next several weeks. As time progressed in their sessions, Zion is having major difficulty with this because he is madly in love with his wife as she is madly in love with him. Yvette does feel better, and she's trying her best. She does feel better, and she's trying her best to understand what Zion is going through, and she insists on giving him as much time as he needs to sort things out. Now comes a twist to this story. Just when the couple seem to have worked things out, it's 3 months later, and Yvette discovers that she's nearly 4 months pregnant. Yeah, she's nearly 4 months pregnant. Zion simply thought she was gaining a few pounds. She tells him the latest news of the pregnancy, and this is to be continued in part two. We will have the end of this story in part two that we'll do next Thursday. But we start out with tonight's question, and this is a big, important question. And that question is it Yvette's fault that she got pregnant? Is it her fault that she got pregnant? And I want to hear from you all tonight and just simply tell me, just press 1 on your dial. Is it really Yvette's fault that she got pregnant? Well, you know, and then the second question is, whose child is it? You know, this is very difficult. Tonight's topic, does the truth set you free? Are we going to go to the phone lines? Looks like we're going to go to Tampa, 863-205. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have on the air, and welcome?
Hello?
863-205, you're on the air live.
Oh, this is Tommy. Hey, Uncle Jesse.
Oh, Tommy, thank you for joining us this evening. You're on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Tommy, what do you think about this story tonight?
I mean, can the truth set you free? I mean, that's to be said in so many different ways. I think it would be the, I think, yeah, she has a lot to do with it. I think it is her fault or whatnot. Can't really blame the guy for anything, and she can't say that she doesn't have a reason behind why she did it either. Everybody always has a reason behind why they do something. Nothing ever happens just nothing.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, let me ask you this. Here it is, 4 months. You know, now she's pregnant for 4 months. What would be going through your mind as a man? If you were in Zion's position, what would be going through your mind?
I mean, whether the child is mine or, I mean, whether it's mine or the other guys, that's pretty much what would be going through my mind. I mean, I had something similar happen to me in my past relationship with my ex-wife and whatnot. She cheated on me, and when she finally told me the truth, I mean, it hurt, yeah. And, I mean, it's ways of working around it. I mean, that's counseling and everything, but it's always going to be that memory that you can't let go that, you know, the person that you cared about actually did something like that. And it's kind of hard to forget, so it's kind of it's not something easy on the other side, you know? So, I mean.
Right. But, Tommy, let me ask you this. What happens when women say that men do this all the time and they find in their hearts to forgive them? I mean, what about a situation like that? I mean, if you were Zion, would you stay in that relationship? And I heard you say that this happened to you and with your ex-wife, so obviously you got out of the relationship. But go ahead and continue.
Yes. I mean, two wrongs don't make a right. So, I mean, just because one person did it doesn't make it right for the next person to do it. I mean, I actually got out of my relationship because of the fact that I couldn't forget, you know, what she did. Because, I mean, you're looking at the person that gives your all. You know, you actually care about a person to the most where you would do anything for them. And you give your all to them, and they do something like that behind your back or whatnot. It's something that you can't really forget, you know. It's something that actually moves past. And then on top of that, you got kids in your relationship also. And you can't sit there but try to perfect yourself for the next relationship. So that messes you up also on that end.
Okay. All right, Tommy, we're going to ask you to stand by. Just hold on just a second. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. 347-857-1769. You can also listen live at drjessewalker.com. That's drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. We're going to go to 954-166. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us this evening. Rose, what do you make of this? I mean, we didn't complete the story because it's going to be completed next week with part two, but is it really Yvette's fault that she got pregnant?
Yeah, well, it's both their faults. It's both her and the person that she had an affair with. You know, and especially her affair didn't even use action that, I mean, it's one thing to have an affair. I mean, it's wrong. But then she didn't care enough to use a protection. So, yes, it's both her and the young man's fault. They're both. It's not one person. It's both of them.
Okay. Well, then do you think that this marriage could be saved in any way, form, or fashion? I mean, the preacher talked to them about forgiveness.
Well, I'm sure it can be saved, but they both have to want it and go through the counseling and know that it's not going to be an easy road, you know. But, of course, it's going to take a lot, especially for that man, the husband, because I don't think men are most men might not be so willing to forgive because they're always going to be thinking about it. And each time they get intimate with their wife, they're going to be thinking about the other man that actually slept with her. So it's going to be difficult. But if he loves her enough and wants to work through it, they could. It's just going to take a lot.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Rose, and then we're going to go back to Tommy just for a second. And just before I do that, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walks Show. You want to call in 347-857-1769 if you want to talk to the host. You want to give a comment. Those of you all may send your comments at online at drjessewalker.com. Press 1 if you'd like to get in and talk to the host. Rose, let me ask you this. I mean, if you, let's just say, I'm not knowing your situation, let's just say if it were your son, Zion were your son, would you want, now you've only heard part of the story that she's 4 months pregnant, but she has come clean to tell this truth. Would you want your son to stay with a woman who right now you don't know whether or not this is going to be his baby or not?
Oh, to be honest with you, I would not advise my son to break up his marriage or to leave her. I would say the same thing. If you guys can work it out, go through counseling, if you guys love each other enough and you both want to work on it. Now, that's exactly what I would do. I would not judge him to say, well, why would he stay with her? No. If he loves her enough and he thinks that he can forgive her while going through counseling, then I think it's fine, if as long as he can forgive her.
Okay, all right, and that's probably the hard part. We're going to go back to Tommy just a second. Rose, stand by. We want to ask you another question. But first, let's go to 786-985. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Hello, Dr. Walker. How you doing? Rod.
We're doing great. I'm sorry, the name is Brian?
Rod.
Thank you for joining us this evening, Rod. Rod, what do you think? I mean, does the truth set you free? Is it setting Zion free or is it setting Yvette free? I mean, who's it setting free?
I think it's setting both of them free. I think, to be honest with you, and some people might disagree, but I really put the blame on the man, the husband, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, the husband is still responsible for the climate of the house and the climate of the marriage. When you go back to the Word of God, it's very clear that even though the woman ate of the fruit, when Adam ate, that's when God said, "Where are you, Adam?" Okay, so because he understood the instructions and he got it. So when you go into a marriage, the understanding should be that you, man, are taking on responsibility for whatever goes on in your house, whether you know it or you don't know it. That's why it's so very important for us men to pray and to intercede, so therefore whatever's going on in the background, that we have a father that will communicate with us. Then also you communicate with your wife, is everything okay? How you doing? What's going on? And did you build an atmosphere where she can be very truthful and honest with you? Because it's no way that you could tell me that there were not signs leading up to this affair happening. So this is the one thing that I tell men myself is, listen, you have to stay in tune with your wife. Talk to her. Console her. Don't spend so much time on the outside, because then you allow outside to define your truth. It's the truth that you built on, because really, honestly, to me, truth is nothing but a bridge. The real thing is about love. What was the true essence of what brought you together? That is what you build on. And let's be honest, Dr. Walker, love hurts. Sometimes love really hurts. You know, it's not a feel-good thing. So sometimes we're going to have to go through this journey of love and hurt at the same time. Sometimes you're loving someone, but it's really hurting you. That's where we look for God's peace and grace. You know, but also we must remember that the same thing that God can give us as far as grace and mercy, we must afford to those we love, even though it's hurting us. Because let's be real, let's be honest, it's not a day that we don't go by that we don't hurt the Father, and he yet forgives us even though it might have hurt him. So this is one of the things that I will go back to the husband and say, look here, man, listen, you need to talk to your wife. I hold you responsible. And at the end of the day, I need you to bring her close. She should not be feeling far because, you know, sin separates. And so once you get sin out of the picture, let's deal with truth. Don't be honest with you, Dr. Walker. There's recently in my life, I truly loved somebody. And it was, and you know, we had a situation, and, you know, it hurt me. It really did hurt me because, you know, of what happened with her. But, you know, we do need that time. That's the human in us. We do need that time to regroup and reevaluate. But let me tell you something. Love is just such an awesome thing because it can be a healing. But again, truth. You have to work on that truth. So go ahead.
All right. Let me just interject just for a second, Rod, and ask you a couple of questions. One, before we take some of the other callers, let me ask you this question. We're going to go back to Rose for a second. Rod, are you married, and have you ever been married?
Yes, I'm a divorcee.
All right. And do you have children that are marriage age?
Not of marriage age, but I am a single father of the three, so I have custody of our children, yes.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Let's just say that your son was Zion. Let's say your son was Zion as the story presented. And just in your brief response, let me ask this question. If this,
brief, I love it.
And if this happened to your son Zion, and not knowing whether, I mean, the woman went out, she had a one-night binge, and then 4 months later she's pregnant, which that timetable could be that it's the guy's on, or it's, you know, or it's Zion's, but she doesn't know at this point. And Zion comes to you with this dilemma. What are you likely to tell your son to do? And then, Rose, we're going to ask you that same question, but I'm going to paraphrase it.
Well, honestly, to tell you the truth, ask my son, do you love her? Do you love her?
And
then
and
also,
yes, the story says that he does love her. He's madly in love with his wife.
Yeah, he does.
Zion's
he
madly
does.
In love
exactly.
with his wife.
So if that's the case, then I would advise him to stay. But then also, you can't just put it on him too, you see. So I love the fact that they got counseling, but I would advise him to stay. You know, I would, but it would have to be very honest, and this is what men don't do. We're not honest with our sons. We have to be honest, and we have to say even when we've been in a situation where people could have left us, and they stayed with us. So I would tell him to stay. I would tell him to be prayerful. I would tell him to seek wise counsel, and I would say be open. Stay open, because as soon as you close up, then the possibilities go down in percentage. So stay prayerful, stay hopeful, and then stay open.
All right. Rob, we're going to ask you to hold on just a second. Please stand by.
Go for it.
Let me go to Rose, and then I want to come back to Tommy just a second. Rose, I'm having a difficult time personally blaming Zion. And I can respect where Rod is coming from, but I'm having a difficult time seeing how that makes any kind of sense, that Rod could be the blame for this. Help me out with this, Rose. What do you think?
You know, I kind of like what he said.
Which part do you like? The blame? The blame?
I like the fact that it's Zion's fault because he's not in tune with his wife. I like that, but I wouldn't put all the blame on Zion. Now, I would have to say that, and this is how I really feel, that unlike men, women just don't go out there and cheat. At least most women don't. You might have exceptions. But there has to be something wrong, really wrong, for a woman to go out there and cheat on her husband. So maybe we do need to look at Zion. You know, what is he doing or not doing? How is he treating her? Maybe he's not treating her right. And then she found comfort in someone else at work that is actually, you know, giving her the attention that that Zion is not giving her. You know, there has to be something why a woman cheats. Most times men will just cheat. Most men will just cheat because they just want to or because they can't be satisfied. You know, but I don't think a woman, most women cheat like that. It has to be something. They are sad. They are depressed. They are with their husband. The husband is not, you know, there for them, is not showing them the love they need, is abusing them or something, you know. But I kind of like what Brian said.
All right. Well, you know, let me, Rose, and I respect everything that you're saying, and I'm having now a difficult time, in what you're saying, and I'll tell you why. It sounds as if we're passing the blame game, like he mentioned Adam and Eve, like what Adam did. He passed the blame game, the woman you gave me. But in what you're saying, Rose, I mean, here it is, and I can appreciate that you like what Rod said, but here again, it's almost like shifting the liability to Zion. And then you're saying the statement that most men, and I don't know if you've done a survey on most men, but you say it's highly unlikely, and I'm paraphrasing here, that a woman would go out and cheat on her husband. And I'm having a difficult time with that because I think that women are equally guilty of going out there to have an affair on their man. Because men, think about it now, men don't have an affair by themselves. So there's some woman out there that chances are is involved in a relationship that chooses to also, you know, accommodate this man that she's having that you say most men are having the affair with. So there's some woman that's likely already involved that's accommodating that man. So I beg to differ, and we respect the opinions presented over the air. But Rose, I think that, you know, if you look at statistics are now showing that a large percentage of women are prone to having affairs now, just as many as men statistically have had. We're going to ask you to stand by, Rose. We'll give you an opportunity to rebuttal in just a second. Let me go back to Tommy. Tommy, if you don't mind, just tell me in your opinion, can you, is it just me, or are you having a difficult time understanding what Rod is presenting, that it's Zion, it could be possibly Zion's fault? And he seemed to have shifted the blame there. And then can you pretty much interpret what Rose is saying, that she likes what he's saying because it sounds like it's easier to blame somebody else? Give me your interpretation, Tommy.
I mean, to me, no one wants to take responsibility for the things that they do. I mean, the reason I say it's the female's fault is because of the simple fact that I don't blame the other guy either. I don't blame him at all because of the simple fact that he's just another guy on the side or whatnot. They can say whatever they want, like a wolf in sheep's clothing, to get whatever they want pretty much from the other person. But I blame the female because of the fact that she knows she's in a relationship, a married one at that. And she's the one, she said that she was mad at Zion for whatever reason or whatnot, so that's her motive for actually doing whatever she did or what, you know? And from what Rob said, you don't really know, you know, his experiences and things that he's been going through in his household. He could have been doing all the right things, just her that couldn't have been, that couldn't be happy. You know, he could have been building his foundation based off what's right for him and his family, which is pretty much what I was doing. I mean, when Elise, my ex-wife, when she did what she did or whatnot, I knew what my mistakes were. I was building my foundation, but I was building everything off of me working and trying to provide for my family, you know, and trying to keep a roof over my head. I didn't give her as much attention as she wanted. So that was my fault. I mean, there's always a reason in every relationship for people to do certain things outside their relationship. I think Rose likes it because of the fact that he's pretty much defending the females on the situation and pushing all the blame on Rob.
Right.
That's what I get out of it. But pushing all the blame on Zion. But I don't blame Zion for anything pretty much because he's – I mean, I don't know what was going on in his relationship. You know, we don't know what actually led to everything happening. So all we can do is speculate from the outside. and go off the story of what she's telling us.
Okay. All right, Tom, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take some of the comments that are coming into the studio as well. We've got a number of comments. We're going to try to get to some of those as quickly as we can. And we're going to ask each of you all to briefly respond to them. Let me just go back to Rose and give her an opportunity to rebuttal. Rose, I'm sure you've got some thoughts on what I may have presented, what Tommy may have presented. We give you an opportunity to respond.
No, not really. I stand by what I said. I really do not believe that women just go out there and cheat. And I heard what you said, that for every man that cheats, there's a woman that cheats with him. And that's true, of course. But I believe that most of those women might not be in marriage, whereas the man might be in a marriage. Most times when a man cheats, he's not looking for another married woman to cheat with. He's looking for a single woman to cheat with.
I don't think that that's necessarily the case, Rose. But I mean, I could be wrong as well. But
I'm going to do a survey on that or research on that about. But I really believe that men cheat more than women do. Married men. More than married women.
Right. I think that there, I mean, just like in this story, and by the way, you all that are listening, all of our shows are inspired by true stories. The names have always been changed to protect the innocent, but every one of these shows that we present over here are inspired by true stories. And if it sounds like we're telling your story out there to any of the listeners, it's merely incidental, so keep that in mind. So let me go on to Rod, and then we're going to ask you to come by. We're getting some noise in the field. I don't know where that's coming from. All right, let's go over here. Let's shift over to Rod. Rod, we're going to give you maybe a 30-second rebuttal or a response to anything. Well, we got to, because we've got a number of comments that are coming in. So give us your thoughts.
No. First of all, let's be honest. I did not say that the woman was totally removed from taking responsibility for her actions. I'm not saying
right. That.
What I'm saying at the end of the day is the base of what was going on. At the end of the day, the men are held responsible for what's going on around you, especially when you start talking about marriage. So that's
right.
It, but I'm not removing the woman from taking responsibility. She should, and it looks like in the story she did. But also you cannot remove the husband, because at the end of the day, he's the one who's ultimately held responsible by God. So if all this is going up under his roof, then he's going to be ultimately held responsible, because he ultimately is the one who has he's the barometer that keeps everything level and balanced. So, no, I'm not removing the woman from responsibility at all.
Right. But, Rod, let me interject here just for a second. I mean, in modern times, in these times that we live in, even though a man, you know, we heard the phrase that a man is the head of the household, he's the priest of the home.
Right.
I'm just thinking it is very difficult I say this with all humbleness and respect, for a woman to actually fully listen to a man who you know, puts out that he's the head of the home, and it's the way he puts that out, the way he presents himself as the head of the household, even with him being nice and kind. I'm just not subscribing to, and it doesn't mean that I don't appreciate what you and Rose are saying, but I'm just not subscribing to that it's Zion's fault. You cannot control the behavior. In all my study of human science and theocentric psychology, you cannot control the behavior of another individual. Even when it comes to your children, you have no idea what they're going to do. Let me tell you something. You can train them in a certain way, but there are absolutely no guarantees in life. And then you're talking about someone who's your equal, a woman that's your equal, not inferior to you or not superior to you either, but your equal. How in the world could you possibly control her behavior? You can't. That's impossible. A woman or a man, and remember, this show is not targeting any gender, but a woman or a man, you never know what they're going to do. We'll give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, let me say this. First of all, either we're talking about truth or we're talking about science.
Okay.
Science is the study of. So I'm not getting into the science part because then you're dealing with things that, you know, I'm talking about the creator, not the creation. So at the end of the day, I'm going by the rules of the creator. So when we start getting to science, that's a whole other debate. At the end of the day, I'm dealing with the truth of the matter and the crux of the matter, which is the central point. So at the end of the day, what I'm looking at is what God said about my role. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to give you some truth here. Is that, one, I don't believe that men cheat more than women. I don't believe that. I think people are human. They do what they want to do. I'm looking at the responsibility that was given prior to you going into it. So, therefore, know what you're going into and know what your role is and know what you're responsible for before you go in. So that's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, like you're saying, I can't get – if we're gonna go into the science debate, then I can't roll with that. But if we're going to go into the truth debate, then I'm all with you.
But see, in order sometimes to get to the truth, and this is just my opinion, just like you're presenting, we have to know the science of it because none of us, when we're searching for truth, we don't know what truth was unless we were absolutely there, giving account to methodologies as it took place step by step. And so if we were not there, we don't know what's true. Science, and that's where, can you really look at the creator without the creation? Without the creation. Can you look at the creator without the creation? We're going to put on hold just for a second. And I want to go to Rose on that one. Rose, can you look at the creator without creation? Otherwise, what do you have? If there's no creation that you can talk about, then how be it that you can talk about the creator? I'm just asking the question.
No, I think you look at both because the creator is who did the creation. So you can't
That's
have
what
the creation with the creator.
Right. So... You know, and Rod is now saying that he doesn't agree that men cheat more than women. So what is your response to that? Are you liking that as well, Rose? What do you think?
You said earlier, you
indicated something that you said you hadn't done a survey on, and now I just want to know what your thoughts are. Right. So when we use these words out here, most men or most women, I'm just wondering, have you all done surveys?
No, I have not done a survey. That's my thoughts. That's how I feel. As I said, I do a survey. I do not know the real stats on it. That's just my feelings. Am I correct? I don't know. I could be wrong. But I do feel as if men cheat more than women. But yes, for every cheating man, there's a woman that's cheating with him. You know, so, hey.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, all of you all. We're going to take this comment. We're about 22 minutes before we bring the show to a close, and we're going to continue. The producers send in a message. They usually send it to me 3 to 5 minutes before the show ends to let us know whether we're going to go with part two next week. All right, let's take this first comment that we're going to get to tonight. This comes from a female. She writes in. She says, I agree with Rose and saying that in terms of my interpretation, men cheat all the time, she says, and women find in their hearts to forgive them. So why can't Zion do the same in forgiving Yvette? That's an interesting question. I mean, it is. Let's go to Rose. Let's go to you first and ask that question. Why can't Zion just forgive her and keep it moving?
I'm going to say that I agree with that person that's in a comment is that most times a woman would forgive the husband for cheating, you know, but somehow a husband don't find it in his heart to forgive his wife. I don't think that's fair. I'm going to say, especially when there's a child involved, maybe I could be wrong, but maybe the fact that the woman is the one that actually is carrying the baby and the husband is constantly seeing her being pregnant with another man's child, that might make it a bit difficult for the man. Whereas if the husband goes out there and got another lady pregnant, the wife don't always have to see live with that every day inside her home. That might be a reason, but at the same time, I think it's totally unfair that women are often so willing to forgive the husband for cheating and try to work things out, as painful as it might be, but the man is hardly ever willing to forgive and to work things out.
All right. Rose, we're going to actually stand by just a second. Tommy, we're going to come to you now. And Tommy, do you agree with that, that it's difficult for men, knowing that a woman may be carrying another man's child because she went out on him, and you did share with us that this was reminded you of your own former marriage. So what do you think? What do you think? Why can't men just simply forgive and move on?
I can't say that a guy can't forgive, because I forgave her. I mean, it's easy to forgive, but it's hard to forget. I mean, a guy can forgive all day, you know. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, I mean, it could be 5 years down the road or whatnot. If you had that first argument or whatnot, it's going to come back up again. It's just people can't forget certain things. And with something like that, you know, having another guy's baby or whatnot, or cheating in general, it's just something that, like Rose said, you can't forget. Like, when you're being intimate with your other, you can always see her doing something with the other guy, or wondering what that guy was doing. You're going to always wonder, like, pretty much what was going on between them two. You're not going to be able to forget. But I think everybody's capable of forgiving. It's just forgetting.
Okay.
And
all
as
right.
far as like, when, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. As far as what?
Oh, and as far as like, everyone going side by side trying to see which one cheats the most, I think it's equal. I think it's equal because everybody's human. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does what they. I agree with you. Everybody pretty much does what they're gonna do, what they want to do.
Okay, right. You know what? The producers are giving me a message that we're going to do a future show on when a person is cheat, is it a mistake? I mean, I just had to laugh. They sent me that screen. But when a person cheats, is it a mistake? And, I mean, I'm probably from a whole different planet, because I think when a person cheats, I don't think it's a mistake. I think that people, I think people knew what they were doing. They made that decision. So, I mean, that's just me. I'm probably from a different planet. But let's bring Rod in. We got to take some more of the comments because we got 18 minutes before we close the show out. Rod, let's bring you back in here. And, Rod, give us your thoughts. You know, here we are again.
I'll be honest with you. With this situation, nobody wins. There's no right or wrong. Everybody's losing in this situation because you have a husband who's hurt and feels disrespected by the actions of the wife. Then you have a wife who, in her, would actually pushed her baby to the brink of actually going over and being, you know, going into an adulterous affair. Probably didn't feel love. So, and then you have the man outside of that, and we don't know whatever he was feeling with Yvette. So, no, and then you have the children or this unborn child that's stuck into this, and that's not their fault. Nobody wins in this. So the thing about it is, how do you pick up the broken pieces of this relationship and make something a mosaic? Because, you know, we can sit up here and say, oh, the man cheats more than women, or the women cheat more than men. Listen, wrong is wrong, right is right. And everyone has to take responsibility for what they did. So, Uncle, in that aspect, I do agree with you. She should take responsibility for her actions. But I'm saying everybody needs to take responsibility for their actions, because we need to move from blaming and complaining to resolution. What's going to bring this to an even keel that we all can live harmoniously together? So at the end of the day, you know, it's not a who did more this. Look, everybody lost. Let's accept it, the fact that everybody has lost, and how do we come together to move forward? And that's the mindset. And so, therefore, forgiveness is key. Grace and mercy is key, and we move forward.
Right. I got to ask you this question. Right. Okay. I agree with you. Nobody wins in this situation. Rod, let me ask you this question, because, I mean, you sound like a guy who's saying that love should conquer all. Love. It sounds like you're presenting love. Now, we're human. We're human. And even the human, the cup runs over. I don't know the circumstances of how you became a single parent, whether you decided to leave your ex-wife. I mean, I'm dying to kind of know. And then, because I'm saying, if you're presenting so much love, if you're presenting so much love and you're if you're being honest with us tonight, then my question becomes, then why, no matter whatever that woman did, those children's mother, why didn't you just forgive her and love her and accept your share of the responsibility that it may have been your fault? I'm just asking the question.
Hey, Doc, I can tell you. All you had to do was ask. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
First of all, my children's mom left and ran with my kids, and I didn't know where they were for 9 months. So I didn't know
okay.
where they were in the world. So I had to
okay.
get legal representation to come in and handle that. At one point, I did try to save the marriage. Okay, I did. But when she came back, she gave me a package that, you know, penicillin had to cure. So
okay.
that's the issue. If you want
okay,
to take 1,000,
I'm not laughing at you.
With you. But I will tell you this. Let me tell you something, and this is part of the testimony I have. When I went to God and I said, God, I wanted my marriage. I'm not lying. I wanted my marriage. I went to God, and I was complaining, and I was very honest, and I said, this woman did this and this woman did that. Let me tell you something. God said two things to me. One, he said, I'm not going to focus on her. I'm going to focus on you. Because even if she don't change, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. That's one. He said, two, he said, you know, I need to love her through you. Okay, that's why I said at the end of the day, God is not defined by the creation. We are defined by the creator. So at
okay.
the end of the day, God didn't want to hear my sob story. He already knew it. He said, what are you going to do? You know the word. Even if she don't change, what are you going to do? And so at the
right.
end of the day, the responsibility was on me. It wasn't on her. And to this day, hey, she doing what she doing, but my kids are doing fine. They're doing great. They're growing. But I had to forgive her. And you know what? I'm going to leave you with this. Dr. Walker, do you understand that I had to go to that same woman who hurt me and ask her to forgive me for everything I did in the marriage?
Right.
I
get it. But Rod, I got to ask you this because you opened it up. And my callers do want to know. And I apologize. You opened it up. And Rod, I got to say, even though she gave me something that only penicillin can cure, and I get that. But then where is the agape love that you presented over the air that could have been your fault that caused her to run with the kids and you didn't know where they were for 9 months? And, you know, but before you answer that, let me just go here and I want you to ponder that because you're presenting something and it's kind of mixing me up here. You're saying one thing and you're living another one. Tonight's topic is, does the truth set you free? And then, of course, you all, as we're listening to tonight's topic, we're going to ask you all to stand by just for a second. Now, see, at the top of the hour, I talked about what is truth. It's subjective. And it's left to interpretation, and that interpretation is a subjective interpretation, and then it becomes that individual interpretation. And what is free? What is free? And you hear my callers tonight, they're giving different points of views, and they're expressing themselves, and then we're even bringing the religious component in. But then, you know, is that really, can we live like that as humans? I kind of like what Tommy is saying tonight because Tommy is presented now, and this is just my humble opinion, and I respect my caller, all of you all, because he's saying what's real. And if you think about it, and, you know, if that woman is carrying child, and I like Rod what he said, that nobody's a winner here, and I agree with that. No one wins. And, Rose, I appreciate your comments, your thoughts on this here, because – We're all developing. So we don't know what we're going to do from one day to the next unless we are placed in a certain vicarious situation. You don't know what you're going to do. You can only hope that you wouldn't do a certain thing. But when it comes to a situation where a woman is carrying a child that speculatively could be a child resulting from an affair she had, even though it was a one-night thing, that becomes very difficult. And Rose, it does become difficult when a man goes out and he has a baby. And I tend to believe that women are more forgiving, Rose. So I agree with that. I believe that because they're more prone to want to work their marriages out. But men, I find, are very different when it comes to that. We're going to ask you all to stand back. We're going to give Rod an opportunity to rebuttal. But first, Rose, we're going to bring the top of the next question to you. This is a very deep one. As I sit here and I ponder this question, this male writes in, he says, I think it's, listening to tonight's story, I think it is more difficult when a baby comes into the picture because you see the child and you always wonder, just as Tommy said, why did this happen? Rose, we got to go to you on that one. And then I'm going to, you know, that man wants to know, why did this happen? So the baby does make a difference in his from his perspective.
Of course, I totally agree with that. It's one thing for your spouse to go out and have an affair, a one-night stand, and did not produce a child, and you try to work things out. But when a baby is involved, that is something you can never forget because that child is there to remind you that your spouse went out there with someone else. So I think it makes it more difficult to deal with.
All right. So, Rose, let me ask you, let me go back just for a second. Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, if Zion were your son, would you say to Zion, would you said earlier on the air that you would not encourage him to leave his marriage. What would you encourage him to do now, honestly speaking, the truth shall set you free, or would it?
I am not withdrawing what I said earlier. I still feel the same way. If he loves her enough and think that he can forgive her and they both go through counseling to work it out, then by all means, do that. But if he does not love her enough and he does not feel like he can go through with this, you know, then it's on him. Do what you think you can deal with. But I would never say to him, leave her because she messed around on you. I wouldn't do that.
You know, Rose, I'm going to go out on a limb just for a second here. And Rose, I could certainly be all my callers, my listeners, those of you all that we are not able to get to tonight. I want to do say this here. You know, and I'm going out on a limb. I'm not so sure if love really has much to do, the measure of love, let me put it that way. I'm not so sure if the measure of love in this case, if that's even relevant. And let me tell you why. Because you can be madly in love with someone, and I got to revisit what Tommy said. You can be madly in love with someone, but here, when you're looking at this child, is, you know, the blood of that took place during the course of your marriage. And this is a reminder, Rose, in your own words, for the rest of your life, that your significant other went out and caused this to be. Then it becomes a very difficult thing. And as Tommy said earlier, I don't think the issue is about forgiveness. I don't think the issue is, in this case, even about being madly in love enough. I think what it is and maybe the love can be, I love you enough that I can't handle this, so I need to let you go. That, if Zion were my son, because, you know, in my field of study and in my training, my personal training, if you can't, and Rose, I love what you said, because you say, can handle it, if you can't handle it. And I think that that's key. If you can't handle it, and you're going to have those reminders, and Tommy said something earlier that when you're with that person, and it makes you think about, you know, what took place that caused the baby to be, then you've got to move on. You've got to move on because the truth to me is what you can handle in your heart of hearts. The truth is I got to be honest to myself before I can be honest to somebody else. I've got to be able to say, you know what, I can look her in the eye and still feel the same way knowing that I have been violated. My marital vows have been violated. Yes, she gained some truth because it was eating at her, and she did the right thing. You know, but there's something that we didn't say over the air tonight. There's a consequence for every action that we take. And Mr. Rod, as he came over, and he brought the religious aspect into it, And then we failed to realize that what God did say. And then there's a couple of things here. First of all, Adam was only in the garden with one only other human being at the time. And now what he failed to say also, and I'll give him a chance to come in here, and that was that there's two reasons for divorce. And what Yvette did is one of those reasons. And Rose, if I may just ask you, what's the other reason?
Well, the only reason that I can recall is for adultery, you know, fornication. Well, adultery. That's
yeah, but
the
there's
only
two reasons. I just said that one. And what's the other one?
I don't know of another one. That's the only reason I can recall in the Bible that God gave a reason for a divorce. And he didn't say that you should. He said for the harden of your heart. So if you cannot deal with it. But I wanted to say one other thing. There is a part in the Bible, I forgot the name of this man, whose wife went out on.
And he went out and got her.
And God told him, God told him to go back and get her. So although she cheated on him, God still encouraged him to go back and get his wife. So, hey.
All right. Stop right there, Rose, just for a second. Hold on. Let me go to Mr. Rod here. And Rod, I mean, you know what? Even though penicillin is the only thing that could cure it, why can you, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to, Rod, why can you just go back and get those children's mama and y'all just live happily ever after, and then you just present love? Love conquers all, so just keep loving her no matter what. Now, how realistic is that? Let me ask you, Mr. Rod. Maybe you took a break with us tonight. Let me. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said I did try to get her. She didn't want to come, and I tried. No, she didn't want to. She didn't want it. She repeatedly she kept telling me no. So I did try to go get her, but I'll be honest with you, Dr. Walker. You're gonna have so many limbs that you're gonna jump on. You ain't gonna have no tree left.
I get it, but wait a minute. Why didn't you keep praying, Rod? Wait for God to tell
prayed,
you.
I fasted. I did all that. But I will tell you this, to answer your question that I did not fail to do. So I'm going to tell you is that one of the things was God said word. He said, I hate divorce. He said, I did not create divorce. I said that a man should leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. He said, but I allowed you to have divorce Moses is because the hardening of your heart. That's why you were able to be granted divorce. But he said, I hate divorce. So at the end of the day, even if you get a divorce, you still got to ask God forgiveness. Okay, because it wasn't a man that approved it. If God sent you together and you broke your vow, that's a vow you had between you and God, not you and man. So it was because of the hardness of the heart. But again, what's love? Is that man's definition or God's definition? What's truth? Is that God's definition or man's definition? So, you know, all right, Dr. Walker.
You know, Rod, let me ask you. I want to make sure, I want to really encourage you to come back next week because producers are now letting me know they want to go with part two of this. And we want to invite some of your friends back because we're going to go back next week with the same story. And the comments that we think we're like 60 seconds away from closing the show tonight. And we're going to go with the comments, some of the comments, and more will come into the studio as we get off the air. But next week, does the truth set you free? You know, Rob, would you be able to join us next week too? Next Thursday?
That's not a problem. I'm just praying that you get some more limbs, brother.
Listen, dude, I gotta put him on. I gotta stop just for a second. Tommy's gonna give you the final word. But let me just say this here. I mean, I must be from a different planet. I've got to be from a different planet because I just can't see it. If that were because I you know, I'm not saying that you can't forgive. Because I believe that you can forgive. But that forgetting part becomes very difficult. And as Rose said earlier, if you find yourself not being able to handle this, then you've got to, there's nothing else that you can do. You got to let it go. I mean, we got to give you a final word. What is your thought to those that may be going through something right now, like a Zion situation and an Yvette situation? And remember, part two of the story will be continued next week, next Thursday. Those of you all that have just joined us, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show has changed from Tuesday nights now to Thursday night shows. So, Tommy, the question becomes, what is it that, I mean, to those that may be going through something similar to Zion and Yvette, what would you tell people that might be in Zion situation or Yvette situation? What would you tell them, if anything?
I mean, like Rose and Ryan, right? Ryan?
Rod.
Rob, I'm sorry. Like Rose and Rob said, I mean, if you get a fat person and you think that you can actually, like, get through or whatnot, by all means, I mean, try to work it out. But if you can't, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, really. It's either move on with your life or try to make it work. That's all you can do. And the same thing when you was asking about giving advice to your kids or whatnot. I mean, they're all grown or whatnot. All you can do is give advice. You can't tell them to either stay with the person or leave. They have to follow their own heart and what they believe is actually true.
Okay. I like that. On that note, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're clearly out of time. I want to thank all of my callers that were able to get through tonight. They called in early enough. Those of you all that we weren't able to get through, please join us back here next Thursday, not next Tuesday, but next Thursday, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I truly thank Rose for joining us this evening, Rod and Tommy, for their comments. And again, all the comments that are expressed over the Dr. Jesse Walker Show are those of my callers, those of my co-hosts, when my co-host is on, and those are my opinion, and we respect all, and everything should be perceived for educational or informational purposes only. This is not to be perceived as legal advice or psychological advice. If you need those services, please contact the appropriate agency or professional in that particular field. Once again, everything is perceived for presented for educational and informational purposes only. Does the truth set you free? We're going to give some more comments next week, next Thursday. Thank you all once again for listening to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Join us here tomorrow night for your half-hour inspirational program, which begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program broadcast, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until tomorrow or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.